everything from lots of home remedies and lots of wise women and folks who knew about herbs and knew what kinds of herbs might make you cough or make you vomit or make you go to the bathroom, or, you know, I mean, that kind of knowledge was really widely distributed. And people always had their own kinds of remedies, you know, dissolve this in a glass of wine or that sort of thing. And then from there, there would be charismatic healers, and they might have a cleft palate. That cleft palate was referred to as the Wheel of St. Catherine. And by speaking in your face and kind of essentially you would get that spittle on you, that was supposed to have curative powers. So there were all different kinds of specialists, and there were folks who would just set bones or who would just pull teeth. So it was a really diverse healthcare. From there were health professions. So the apothecaries who sold medicine and made medicine, they were fully professionalized. So there would be a college of apothecaries that would represent them. There were surgeons who had colleges of surgeons, and they had examination processes, and there were frequently national examinations. Same thing for veterinarians, same thing for physicians. So there's a real gamut.